Episode 2112, Ask.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? Can you believe it? The weekend is around the corner, and you have got the opportunity to impact the world that you touch. Don't let this day go by without seeking opportunities that are placed before you. All you have to do is ask. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Why trash your day with worrying thoughts and an unenthusiastic attitude? You are made for more. Run toward what scares you and ask. You know, sometimes we search for answers all by ourselves. It's easier that way. We don't have to put anybody out. For whatever reason, we get this idea that we can do it ourselves. Some of it's ego related. For whatever reason, we do not do the simplest of all things. Ask. Getting stuck in what we know is the greatest thing that can hold us back in anything. So why do you think you do not do it? Why don't you think you ask? Ask is the easiest rule to remember, yet the hardest to execute. Don't let the sun go down today without an ask in some form or fashion. You can ask your child to do something for you. You can ask your spouse for clarification. You can ask the grocery clerk for assistance in finding a particular spice. Whatever you need, ask. You know, for me, it's really difficult to ask. I don't know why. Since I was just a wee little thing, especially in school, I never wanted to raise my hand. I was one that would know the answer, but I was like, no, I'm not going to take a chance. But for some reason, the older we get, we need to take more chances. Because when you take chances, it opens up doors of opportunities, and those doors of opportunities lead you down a path, and maybe it's the path that God wants you on. But sometimes I think that in our lives, we just close the doors too quickly because we are afraid to ask. We would rather sit in a chair and worry. We would rather walk and pace a floor and be frustrated instead of simply asking. And that doesn't necessarily always mean that we're asking for help. That doesn't mean that we're saying, hey, we have a task for you. Would you be willing to do this? Sometimes it's asking for the mere fact of, will you listen to me talk this out? Sometimes you just need to process things. When you ask, it opens up your heart to see other things. It changes the lenses. Do you ever remember the kaleidoscopes? Way back when, I had a kaleidoscope growing up. And it was one that you could look into and then you could twirl and it would change the lens and it would show a different shape or pattern or whatever, different colors. When we ask, that's exactly what happens to us. Our mind opens up. Our heart is in search for something different because guess what? Not everything rests on your shoulders. But one thing I do want to caution you, we're really great, most of us are, at asking everyone else for help. But I don't want you to limit yourself to that. There are two other important ones that can be game changers in your everyday. The first one is ask yourself. Have a conversation with you. And no, you're not going to be called crazy. Because if so, well, I would be here talking to you. It's really important for us to have these conversations and sometimes having them out loud. When people say, are you talking to yourself? My kids will come in and say, Mom, are you talking to yourself? I'm like, no, I'm asking myself some questions. They're like, oh, okay. And they're like, are you finding the answer that you want? I'm like, I'm getting there. They get it. And guess what? They are doing the same thing. It's just a way for us to process things, what? Verbally. It's important for us to hear things verbally. It allows us to digest it differently. We can grasp different areas of what stands out to us, and it helps us make better decisions. So really include yourself in the ask. And then when you've exhausted that, which I hope you never exhaust yourself, but when you're like, okay, I really would like to have a conversation, where else can I take it? Ask God. What do you think might happen if you include God in your everyday conversation? Maybe you wouldn't be so apt to trash your day with worrying thoughts and an unenthusiastic attitude if God was in the conversation. But it's so easy to leave him out. Most of us do it every day. We leave the morning, the devotional time. Oh, I'm going to spend 10 minutes or 30 minutes with God. Or maybe it's one of those days where you can spend an hour or two. You go to Bible study and you're just really in the Word. And then all of a sudden you come out and you're like, okay, I'm done. I close the book. That's it. That's not what God's all about. Ask. One way to dissolve the frustration and gloomy feelings in your day is to ask God. Now, I'm all for having conversations with yourself, but having it with God takes it to a whole new level. And as much as we think we are conversing with God, we could stand to converse with Him more often. Again, it's not just about those 10 minutes in the morning. It's not about just the shower time or your drive to work or prayer time or right before dinner. God says, I want to be with you everywhere. Include me everywhere. If you're practicing the piano, include me in your practice. If you're studying for an exam, include me in that study for that exam. If you're writing a book, include me in that conversation of what is going to be in that chapter. If you're disciplining your child, include me in the conversation of your heart so you can discipline your child accordingly. He wants to be there. And sometimes I think, you know, we wake up in the mornings and we're like, ugh, it's Monday on a Thursday. Seriously? How unfair is that? But it just feels like a Monday on a Thursday. I don't really feel like doing anything. This is how it's going to be. And I'm just going to go on my everyday and this is what it's going to look like. Where is that going to get you? Nowhere fast. And how inspirational is that? How motivating is that when you're going, ho-hum gloom, this is so much fun. Yes, I get to pay bills today. I get to do more laundry. And oh, I have to sit there and entertain the kids. Yeah, we all have those moments. But when we play them over and over and over again, I really believe sometimes we just need to get up and say, you know what? Today is going to be a great day. I'm going to make it a great day. And I'm going to ask. I want to leave you with something. I love the word ask just as a word itself, right? Because it's an action word, just like create your now. It's action. You have to aim. Action ignites motivation. And with the word ask, each letter stands for something. Ask, seek, and knock. Are you doing those three things every single day? Are you doing it in your business? Are you doing it with your friends? Are you doing it with God? Are you doing it with your spouse? Have you asked your spouse this morning, what can I do for you today? How can I make your day so much brighter? Have you asked your children, how can I support you in your studies? They're going to look at you and say, what? Where did this come from, Mom? You're going to say, well, I know things are crazy. How can I support you? They may say, well, I've got a really big test coming up. Could you have some snack food that will help keep me going? Because it's going to be a late night. I'll pick something up for you. Simple things. Ask. Ask, seek, and knock. Now, after we go from ask, that seeking is that searching. Sometimes it's searching within. Sometimes it's searching with God. Sometimes it's searching with a friend or a family member. Sometimes it's in search with a stranger. But the ask and the seek and the knock. When we get the first two right, I'm telling you, doors of opportunities open, and that's why it changes the lenses. Remember your kaleidoscope? Inspire your eyes today to see something new. It doesn't have to be the same old thing. Turn off the news. You already know what's being said. Turn on something that pumps you up. Turn on some praise music. Turn on some country or some rock, whatever suits your soul. Get moving and start having some conversation. And ask, ask, seek, and knock. Instead of replaying the hurts and heartaches, the anger and frustration in your everyday, ask. You don't have to go through your day alone. Crave for more. And when you crave for more, that means you're willing to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid of what might be behind door number one, door number two, or door number three. Because it might just be the opportunity that you've been wishing for, dreaming for, and better yet, praying for. Today, be inspired to go out and do what God has placed on your heart. Ask so you can move forward. Ask, seek, and knock. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.